Thank you to all those who have been involved this week. They're just trying to EQ me voice, so I might go up and down. I said, if the sound system's new, does that make the preacher any better? They said, we're not sure about that. Yeah, pray about it. One of the things that is becoming more and more evident to me as we journey together is that the presence of Jesus is vital in our lives. That's both collectively. So when we gather together on a Sunday, if Jesus isn't here, then it's just a club, isn't it? It's just we're gathering together. And the presence of Jesus is so important. And I love the stories in the New Testament when the disciples are struggling away with stuff, and then it says Jesus turned up. And suddenly what seemed impossible was possible. Suddenly the miraculous became evident. Suddenly the presence of Jesus made so much difference. And so this morning we've been worshipping and just focusing our attention on our Lord and Saviour Jesus. And it's really important that we recognise that he's here today, because if he's here, it means whatever you are facing, he's there. We don't need to do it on our own. He's given himself to us so that he can minister into our lives, and we become a demonstration of who Jesus is by the way that we live, by the transformation that he brings, by the miraculous in our lives. I would just want to remind you this morning that Jesus really cares about you. He loves you, and he wants to complete this work that he started in you. Never ever write him off. He's always wanting to work in our lives. So let's just pray, because we really do need the presence of Jesus this morning. Father God, we know that you're everywhere, but we invite you to be here this morning. Lord, for those of us who are facing stuff, whatever that might be, we just need your presence here this morning to make the impossibilities possible. So minister to our hearts this morning. Just do something in us. Minister to us. Just increase our faith as we listen to your word. Amen. Amen. Just as I was excuse me, preparing this message, we're halfway through the year now, which seems to have just gone so quickly, and I'm going to talk a little bit about time, because time is so important. It's something that we all have, and we really want to use it to the best that we can, but it just seems to go so quickly. Already we are beginning to think about the C word, the Christmas word, and what's coming to us. And before we know it will be here. Time is just that thing that slips away. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But this week, and we woke up this morning to some news about what's happening in the world, and we have reflected on the fact over the last 4 or 5 or 6 months that the world is not in a good place. We can look at the economic state of our nation and the world. Financial stability seems to have disappeared. It's difficult for national governments to make plans for finances for their own nations. As we have seen with the tariff wars, everything seems to be all over the place. There's no equity in the distribution of wealth. We see both excess and famine in the same news broadcasts. The world isn't good. We currently live in a state of alert as nations war against nations, and there's a feeling that the world could be at war at the whim of one disgruntled leader. And I'm not talking about anybody in particular. I wrote this before the events in Iran last night. And this isn't political. It's just recognizing that the world is in a mess. And we live in unrest. There is civil unrest breaking out as people voice their concerns, and often this breaks out into violence. As we've been experiencing over the last, I don't know how many years, but mental health issues are greater than ever as the pressures of life overtake our capacity to live with life. Social media and access to news across the world has brought an ever-increasing number of people to a place of despair. What should be a positive part of life is misused and mistreated and brings negativity. And I think we all know what we're talking about when we're talking about the social media world. That's the world, but we don't live in the world. We live in a different place. As believers, we know that we live in a different kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, and this is different than the earthly kingdom we live in. We can't allow the things of this world to overcome the kingdom of heaven, to overcome the place where we live. And this year we've been studying around the topic of understanding all that God has done for us and given to us through the gift of salvation, and the fact that what we have is something that is so good that we want to give it away. God gives us everything we need. That's a huge statement, but it tells us that in the Word. He gives us everything we need. Not everything that we want, but our needs very often are internal. The biggest problem we always have in the world is ourselves, actually. We're fighting and battling with ourselves, with our thoughts, with our actions, with our relationships. And right in the middle of all that is each of us. And God wants to bring something fresh and new in our lives. He gives us what we need. He grows the fruit of the Spirit in us. If we're connected to the vine, He grows things in us that are just a demonstration of who God is. It gives us a stability in life. It gives us something that we can give away to other people, to those around us. He's equipped us and empowered us with His Holy Spirit, who is our helper, who speaks to us about the truth of who God is, who reveals the heart of the Father to us, who convicts us when we do things wrong, who convicts the world of sin. The Holy Spirit is here to help us understand and connect with God. He's given us the armour of God to live a strong faith life. We talked about that over the last 2 weeks. He's given us stuff that causes us to stand. When everything around us seems to be falling down, when the world around us is in such a state, we can put on the armour of God and stand on our faith and not let it destroy us. We've looked at the fact that God is qualified to make the impossible possible. And in Genesis 1 we read that God said, and when God said, it happened. When God said, let there be light, and there was light. He created something out of nothing. God is qualified to make the impossible possible. And for us this morning, as we're living in our faith journey, He has good works for us to do. We're not just sitting on the sidelines in the kingdom of heaven. We're actually given responsibilities and roles and things that we can do that represent and fulfill us in the work that God has planned for us, as He's planned before the foundation of the work. He had a job for you. And sometimes we don't pick that up and run with it, but God has got work for each of us to do. We have a responsibility as believers to understand what is happening in our world and how it aligns with the kingdom of heaven, so that we're not caught out by what's happening in the world or feel discouraged or hopeless with the circumstances that the world is facing. Let's just read a couple of scriptures. This is Matthew 24. As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately. Tell us, they said, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? Jesus answered, watch out that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name claiming I am the Messiah, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumours of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. 2 Timothy 3. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. And just, this really impacts me, because this is what I see everywhere I go. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with these people, with such people. And in 2 Peter chapter 3, do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow to keep his promises, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. We've got to understand what's going on in the world, and we've got to align it with what Scripture is saying. And we recognise very easily there that the words that are spoken in the Bible, in Scripture, are leading us to a point where the world at some point will come to an end. We don't know when that's going to be. But these are signs. These are signs that something is happening in the world. And I'm sure we're all experiencing that unsettling sense of nobody's in control here. The world is out of control. But it says there that don't forget his promise. He's not slow in keeping his promises. And God is waiting for the world to come to repentance. He's kind of hanging on with us. He's wanting the world to see who he is and come to repentance. So he won't bring the curtain down quickly. He wants to see the world come to salvation. We live in this world, but we are not from it. We are from a different place. We do not have to live in fear or regret, because the Lord keeps his promises. I want to talk about your life, because your life is significant. Sometimes we feel that we are not significant, but in God we are significant. You are significant now, and you will be significant, because you will leave behind an inheritance for those who follow us. You will do that in your families, in your workplaces, in church. We leave an inheritance. And I was reminded this week that how we live our life is important not only to ourselves, but to those around us. We can live a very simple, uneventful, what we consider uninspiring life, but it's contagious to others, because it's leaking faith everywhere we go. We give our fruit away. Our faith, that is the kingdom of heaven, is about others, preferring others. Our life is significant because it's full of God. That's why the presence of Jesus is so important as we live our life, because when he's living in us, he kind of leaks out of us everywhere we go. We touch the lives of those around us. And the presence of God is not only important when we gather together here, but when we go from this place, we need to be full of the presence of God. And as I was preparing this word, just reflecting over what I'd said so far this year, some words began to come to mind about the things that God wants to do in us and the things that God wants to do with us. Peace is one. We're living in turmoil, but our heart is at peace with God. No matter what happens on this earth, we are good with God our Father. There's peace in my heart. because I'm right with God, because his grace just invades me. It's great to know that no matter where we go, no matter what happens to us, no matter what turmoil we are living in, God's peace reigns in our heart. And we keep saying that scripture, don't we, that it's a peace that goes beyond understanding. In the natural, we would be in fear and worry. But when we have peace with God, we have peace with the world and we have peace with those around us. Passion. What God has done for us is immense, and sometimes we forget that. The way we live for Christ must be motivated by our passion for him, our love for him in everything that we do. Our service for others is really important. It's part of one of the kingdom principles that is different than the world principle, is that our lives are lived for others. We are not to become lovers of ourselves, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. We've got to be those that love God first, and then we love those around us. We serve those with who we live. There's got to be an urgency sometimes in the message that we're carrying, because we don't know how long we've got. We don't know. We have to have an urgency in the way that we live and the way that we talk to those around us, because we don't know the time that we have or the time that others had. Legacy. It's not about us, it's about those that are coming all the time. This is our 75th year as a church building. The church was started before that, but the legacy that our forefathers have left us puts us in this place now. We have shoulders that we've stood on, and we want others to stand on our shoulders so they can see beyond what we can see. We have a responsibility to leave a legacy for those who are following. And then we live it as if it's our last day. In everything we do as though Christ was stood next to us. That's quite a challenge, isn't it? So everywhere I go, Jesus goes, and he's looking at what I'm doing. But sometimes we forget that. But let's live it. Let's take our life and live it to the full. Pressed down, shaken together and running over. And let's just express our faith through the way that we live, as though Christ was stood next to us. Some of our behaviours, I'm sure, would change if we remembered that more often. And Jesus, he's coming again. We don't know when, but he is coming. He keeps his promises, and he promised to come, and he will. Our faith in God is all that we need for his approval and to be significant. That means whatever we're doing with our time, if our actions are motivated by our passion to please God, then we will be significant. If we're right with God, we don't need to worry about everybody else, because our significance comes from him. Our time that has many demands on it can be used significantly simply by living the life of a believer. Whether at work, at home, in education, with friends, we may feel our time is being used up, leaving little to achieve what we think God is calling us to do. But if we live every moment of every day with his presence in our hearts, we will make a massive difference to those around us, and our life will be significant. As a church, we always celebrate the good things that God is doing, and God is doing amazing things, some seen and some unseen. And it's very easy to focus on the past and go, it used to be like this. But God is always looking forward. The Apostle Paul encouraged us, didn't he, to forget what's gone behind and press on to what God has got for us, to press on to his calling, to press on to all the things that he's got for us. Sometimes the past can be good or it can be bad, but we've got to kind of go, that is gone. God has got more for us to do. Let's press on together and see what God has got for us. Live in the moment. Make the most of every opportunity. It's so easy to live in the past, or sometimes we put our hope in the future, but we're actually alive and living now. And so this moment that we've got together is significant. It can be life-changing if we understand that in the moment God can do amazing things in our lives. So easy to put things off until tomorrow. But tomorrow is coming. Let's live today in the presence of God. I said before that time slips by so quickly. And we can lose the opportunity for God to grow us if we simply let life go by. Our faith is something that we've got to take hold of. We've got to understand it. We've got to live it for God to do in us what he wants us to do. And time just seems to go so quickly. And they do say the older you get, the quicker it goes by. Now, we know that's not true, but it feels true. You know, it feels true. And for some of you older ones, I'm not quite as old as some of you. But you go back 50 years and you think, was that 50 years ago? Wow. Hey? I'm looking over this area here. I came here as a 20-year-old. I don't know whether anybody's 20 years old. I came here as 20. I'm 66 now. I've been here for 46 years. And you go, I can't believe it. It's just gone. Gone. I still feel 20, and we all do, don't we? We feel that we're still the same age, but we're not. We are always moving forward. As those who are seeking to grow in God, and I think we all the time must be growing in God, we must be proactive in our spiritual life and understand that as we journey together, we must be growing ourselves and others in the body of Christ. There's something about being part of the body of Christ, being part of the church that grows us, something that we can't do on our own, which is why Jesus gave us the church and he's building it. We've got to think differently about our time here and eternity and live a life worthy of our calling. We've got to live in the kingdom of heaven, not in the kingdom of this world. Together we want to spend our time to please God and be significant and produce good works both now and in heaven when we will get our reward. As a church, we want to live it. That's our mission statement. We want to live it every moment of every day. We want to be full of the presence of Jesus, and everywhere we go, just leak him out to those around us. Let him do the things in us that we think are impossible. Because very often we do face those challenges that we bring to ourselves and we think, God can't do anything here. But our faith has got to go, yeah, he can. Because that's the God who we're worshipping, the God of the impossible, the God of the miraculous. We just need to allow the Holy Spirit sometimes to break into our heart and our faith to begin to arise. So as we look to the future, we want to leave an inheritance for those who are coming after us. We want to be strong in this world as a church and as individuals and recognize that although the world is in turmoil, God brings peace in our heart. We don't need to worry about the future because that is secure in him. We want to see more people coming in here and receiving what we have already received. Let's live our life with an urgency, with an understanding that the world will not keep going on forever. But the God of peace wants to break into the hearts of men and women in this world and bring them to that place of repentance and salvation. Thank you.